Welcome to LSO St Luke's in the heart of London, just a stone's throw away from the Barbican Centre, home to the BBC Symphony Orchestra's weekend looking at John Cage and his 20th century American world. Yesterday we experienced the organised chaos of a Cajun music circus in which the BBC Symphony Chorus were very full-hearted participants. That involved 340 performers, and then we heard music for string quartet, percussion ensemble and orchestra by Cage and his heroes. Today, it's the world of the human voice and the prepared piano. There's the reassuring sound of the traditional American choral singing with which Cage grew up. One of his earliest musical experiences was that of hearing his Aunt Marge singing in church every Sunday. And at the other end of the expressive range, there's the piano, after Cage's own radical, dramatic interventions inside its very body and being. Now, there's a pattern to this concert. It's in three sections, each one starting with choruses and then leading immediately into a group of Cage's sonatas for prepared piano. The performers of the BBC Symphony Chorus, conducted by Stephen Jackson, with the mezzo-soprano Deborah Miles-Johnson, and the pianist, Rolf Hind, is at hand to play on the prepared piano. The first sequence begins with a hymn by William Billings. Billings was an 18th century Bostonian tanner who became a celebrated composer of church music. His collection, the New England Psalm Singer, had plates engraved by no less a figure than Paul Revere. And Billings's refusal to be bound by rules of composition that went before him, and his belief that nature is the best dictator of art, pre-echo uncannily Cage's own beliefs. Billings's hymn tune, Chester, has appropriately revolutionary words for the Boston of the years of the struggle for independence from England. Let tyrants shake their iron rod and slavery clank her galling chains. We fear them not, we trust in God. New England's God forever reigns. Then we'll hear Virgil Thompson's 1940s setting of four hymns from the Old South. Long after Billings's hymns had fallen into neglect in his homeland, New England, they were remembered in the South, and it was this rich loam of Southern hymnody which attracted the attention of Virgil Thompson, the leading music writer on the New York Herald Tribune and friend of John Cage. The four hymns are The Morning Star, Death, 'Tis a Melancholy Day, My Shepherd Will Supply My Need, and Green Fields, or How Tedious and Tasteless the Hours When Jesus No Longer I See. The group rounds off with music for prepared piano, a uniquely Cajun invention of 1940. Earlier, he had witnessed his teacher, Henry Cowell, strumming with darning needles on the inside of the piano. When Cage began experimenting himself, he found that when he put papers, ashtrays, and plates on the strings, of course, they bounced around. The eventual solution was to install nuts, bolts, screws, and bits of wood and rubber into the strings to create a controlled result. It's a pretty fearsome collection, as the audience here will be able to see. So it becomes a kind of percussion piano. And we're going to hear the first three sonatas of Cage's Sonatas and Interludes for Prepared Piano, completed in 1948. Stephen Jackson conducts the BBC Symphony Chorus in hymns by Billings and Thompson, and then Rolf Hind takes up the first three of Cage's sonatas, all without a break.